This is an alert to a safe threat journal national situation update for the week ending Saturday, June 28th, 2014. This week in security news, starting first in the Middle East, the situation in Iraq is going from bad to worse, and the United States appears poised for military action. On multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers have been notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding new U.S. military efforts in the region. Late Friday, the Pentagon announced that armed U.S. drones are now flying over Iraq to provide protection for hundreds of U.S. troops on the ground, and a second Marine amphibious assault ship with more U.S. soldiers is underway towards the Persian Gulf. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri Maliki blasted the U.S. this week over delays in delivery of fighter jets previously ordered for the new Iraqi Air Force, saying that the process of buying U.S. jets has been quote-unquote long-winded and that the militants' advance could have been avoided if air cover had been in place. Out of frustration and perhaps desperation, it is reported that the government of Iraq has moved forward with the purchase of used fighter jets from Russia and Belarus to battle Islamist militants. Their arrival is expected within days. U.S. officials report that Syria launched airstrikes into western Iraq earlier in the week in an attempt to slow insurgents fighting both the Syrian and Iraqi governments. Additionally, Iran's involvement is also increasing. In an interview this week with several media outlets, Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, a ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, stated that Iran is, quote, playing in a big way in Iraq. Defense officials state that Iran has massed as many as 10 divisions of regular and Quds Force troops on the Iran-Iraq border, ready to enter the country if the Iraqi capital is imperiled or Shiite shrines are seriously threatened. They have also established command, control, and signals intelligence units at the Al Rashid Air Base in southeast Baghdad to coordinate activity, intercept electronic communications of ISIS fighters, and to carry out their own drone operations. As reported in last week's issue of Threat Journal, the sudden Iran-Iraq partnership comes about as they are the two primary Shia-dominated Muslim countries in the world. Also this week, Islamist websites are reporting that the Syrian wing of al-Qaeda, known as the al-Nusra Front, has taken an oath of loyalty to ISIS, as well as formed an alliance with al-Qaeda's Yemen affiliate. U.S. intelligence officials indicate they believe the Syrian-Yemeni partnership is perhaps an effort to spread specialized bomb-making knowledge to the many hundreds of rebels fighting in Syria and Iraq who hold U.S. and EU passports, possibly with the underlying goal of targeting passenger aircraft. Listeners are reminded that al-Qaeda's Yemen affiliate, formerly known as al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, is responsible for multiple attempted attacks on commercial aircraft, including the failed Christmas 2009 attempt to bring down an airliner over Detroit by underwear bomber Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, as well as the October 2010 plot to bring down aircraft using bombs built into Perner toner cartridges. In the 2010 plot, two bombs were discovered on two separate aircraft. We refer listeners to last week's update and newsletter for expanded detail on the growing concern of domestic terrorism resulting from American and European citizens traveling to the region to join the fight. At this point, we hope that listeners are keying into multiple dangerous ironies unfolding for the U.S. in the Middle East. For instance, on one hand, U.S. military forces are returning to Iraq to assist in the fight against ISIS rebels, many of whom were previously trained and armed by the U.S. for the fight to overthrow the government of Syrian President Bashar Assad. On the other hand, this week Congress has been asked to provide another $500 million for training and arming even more rebels in Syria in the fight to overthrow Assad, who himself is ordering airstrikes on ISIS rebels in Iraq. Then you have Russian President Vladimir Putin publicly offering complete support to Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri Maliki, including immediately sending fighter aircraft for the battle against ISIS rebels, while the U.S. government publicly expresses a complete loss of confidence in the Iraqi Prime Minister, saying last week that he, quote-unquote, has to go, as well as delaying delivery of fighter aircraft already purchased. Then you have the Iranian military now operating in Iraq in the fight against ISIS rebels, with 10 divisions massed on the border, while on the other hand, you have the U.S. imposing increasingly stiff sanctions on Iran in an effort to keep the country from developing an offensive nuclear capability. Then you have Islamists in Syria, some of whom are likely receiving training, arms, and funding from the U.S. in the fight against the Assad regime, joining forces with al-Qaeda to develop new ways to potentially attack the American homeland as well as its citizens and interests abroad. A daunting challenge faced by the U.S. is identifying who belongs to what group from week to week as alliances change like the direction of the wind. And for anyone to honestly believe that they can vet individuals on a battlefield and determine the difference between radical and so-called moderate rebel fighters is a farce. Here again, we warn listeners to expect that more war is coming, along with greatly expanded U.S. military involvement and a dramatically increased potential for terrorist attacks on the U.S. homeland, as well as U.S. citizens and interests abroad. You can find much more on this developing story, including links to the details of the high points made in this report in this week's Threat Journal newsletter. Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment or increased U.S. involvement as events warrant. In a brief border security update, a major backlash is brewing over the topic of seemingly non-existent border security in America's Southwest. By now, most Americans are aware of the thousands of illegal immigrants pouring over the border unchecked on nearly a daily basis. While the mainstream media keeps the populace distracted with stories of the tens of thousands of unescorted children crossing Mexico and making their way over the border, what none of them are reporting is that this mass migration poses significant threats to public health in the U.S. In the normal course of events, legal immigrants to the United States are required to undergo a battery of physical examinations in their home country to assure that they are not bringing strange communicable diseases into the U.S. This is a health precaution established decades ago, which helps keep the import of exotic, potentially deadly diseases to a minimum. Nearly every country in the world has these requirements, and in most instances, they are strictly followed. Considering the unexplained border security policy of the U.S. government, not to mention that of the chief executives of each border state, public health officials across the U.S. are understandably worried. Included in a list of increasingly frequent diseases being encountered within the illegal immigrant population are resistant staph infections, scabies, tuberculosis, leprosy, deadly forms of influenza, chickenpox, and multiple other viruses. Here again, you can find much more on this story in this week's Threat Journal newsletter. In travel security news, in addition to the U.S. government issuing an updated travel alert this week for Honduras, listeners are reminded that there are more than 36 additional locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a U.S. government-issued worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, you are well advised to regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, June 28th, 2014.